So, you ask, why would I put my career online for a mere 15 minutes? Respect. It's as simple as that. As a criminal attorney, I defended those who were unable to get representation elsewhere. The unable aspect had nothing to do with their financial means. Quite the opposite, really. When they came to me, they most likely had seen every other criminal lawyer within the five boroughs and had either been screwed over or been told that the case was open shut and not in their favor. My fellow bar colleagues were too skittish when it came to losing a potentially media frenzy type case. I, on the other hand, thrived upon them. My mouth would salivate at the thought of sinking my teeth into a case that could blow up in my face. I lived for the challenge of finding that one little detail that everyone missed and then flashing my million-dollar smile at the cameras that said, "You have witnessed greatness." So, yes, the partners at Grant, Mills, and Spencer gave me the freedom to do as I pleased when it came to my desperate clients. Desperate and filthy rich, might I add. Billable hours were given when it came to their cases because my talents were undeniable and my results spoke for themselves. 173 cases in my 7 years with the firm. 172 wins. I know. Not a perfect record, but my first case was trial and error, and since the man was actually as guilty as they came, I refused to even count that blotch on my pristine record. Did it bother me that I'd lost a case? Of course it did. I was too much of a perfectionist to ignore the one and only failure of my career. However, being a glass-half-full kind of man, I used it to my benefit. That one loss was my ultimate driving force to make sure I did not make the same error twice. As I moved around the schedule, accommodating the time frames to fit the meeting times more accurately, my head snapped at the sound of a door crashing into the wall. What the hell? Hey, you can't go in there! Aaron, my trustworthy assistant for the last 7 years, was practically jumping on the client's back trying to get him out of the doorway. It was a lost cause, seeing as the man was easily twice her size in height and width. As feisty as she was, the poor woman was barely 5 feet with heels and in need of a nice juicy cheeseburger to put some curves on her. Aaron ate enough for all of us, but her metabolism was off the charts, which made her a great asset in the workplace. Aside from typing up my reports, my assistant was always running around doing something useful. This was why I made sure she was paid very well. More than most, in fact, to ensure she stayed with me. "It's okay, Aaron, thank you," I said, watching her scowl from behind the mammoth of a man. I stifled a laugh when I noticed the top of her auburn head barely reached his shoulder. That did not stop her flipping him the bird from the safety of his back. Standing in place of my closed glass doors was a huge man taking up all of the open space under the doorframe. My eyes traveled from his chest, which was perfectly eye level, and hidden by the black long-sleeved cotton shirt, to his biceps and down to his fists. With his forearms exposed by the rolled-up sleeves, the straining muscles were impossible to ignore, as was the predominant ink that adorned them. 100 scenarios ran through my dirty mind as my eyes continued their leisurely stroll down Adonis Avenue. Perfectly fitted jeans that encased strong thighs and, oh my, the crotch area was interesting and big. Unconsciously licking my lips as I finished my perusal, I was brought back to reality as my gaze landed on the dirty shit kickers, dangerously close to staining my immaculate flooring. I didn't think the term was supposed to be taken literally. I mean, the boots weren't really used for kicking shit, were they? Obviously, my 9 o'clock would have been appointment had not received that memo.
Ever hear the expression, "the customer is always right"?
Looking up, I met his hard glare and almost lost my breath at the penetrating blue eyes that pierced me like a steel sword. The man's chiseled jaw, the strong features of his angled face, and the slightly broken nose that matched his blue-collar demeanor set my body on high alert. In my 7 years as a New York attorney, I had never slept with a client, nor had I wanted to do so. I would not be starting now. Larson Blackburn, my ex-whatever he was, did not count.